When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah. What do you want for lunch?
I haven't even thought about it. I have my breakfast in front of me.
You have any...
Hi.
What? Sorry. Did it already start again?
You guys are both an hour early this time. It's breakfast.
I thought we were on lunch. I'm sorry. I just flew in from the East Coast.
I just flew in from Prague.
What?
So I'm all screwed up.
What the hell, guys?
Okay, it's fine. I mean, we're not gonna. I don't think we're gonna be on the same timelines for the rest of the day. So
whatever.
Let's just sit down.
Sit down. Take a seat.
Can I lie down again? No.
If you want, whatever you want. It did really work because the husband hunt. Let me just say, stepmom, the husband hunt was a huge success.
Huge success.
And it's due to you.
Due to you?
No.
Gangbusters.
Well, I think as a threesome, as a three-way,
mm-hmm.
we really crushed it.
It was just great to get someone living in Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's not stopping there.
No.
I think we're open to hearing more from you, Will,
okay.
about other people.
You liked the first suggestion.
I think so.
The trial run was successful, Will, okay? And so however you need to position yourself about the room.
Am I getting yelled at right now?
No, I'm excited, okay?
He's excited.
I had my sugar-free Red Bull with my, as you can see, I'm in process on my breakfast. And the fact that you guys are so early, it doesn't even bump me.
Do you guys, I'm sorry, I have some Athletic Greens. Do you guys want some? That powder. Tim Ferriss loves this. Here. Let me just crack open a can. Here you go.
Thanks for handing it to me.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Good object work, everyone.
And this is Athletic Greens.
It's got all your vitamins and all your sort of nutrients in one drink in the morning. Sorry, I think we should just do a beverage every time.
I'm feeling more
creative. It's tastes better than you think it's going to taste.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't taste good.
No.
And you know, speaking of the five senses, because taste is one of them. Mm. Let's talk about things we can hear, hey?
Yes.
Oh.
Dream us up something here.
This is very interesting.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with Martin Urbano.
Oh, he's so funny.
This is just, I'm so happy you said the name Martin Urbano.
Yeah.
Because I've been wanting to see something from him.
Yeah.
Great young talent.
And he was tough to get. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not surprised.
You guys are going to have to send over some swag.
Okay.
Duly warned.
Just order some more of the greens.
Okay.
But he is a hip Latino comedian, writer, satirist.
Oh.
He's performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Love ABC.
One of the great Jimmys.
Comedy Central.
Love
the
Comedy
CW.
Oh, great channel.
Now, guess what the title of his project's called?
Let me guess. Don Saldivar?
There.
Don Saldivar.
Oh.
Who is a recently paroled sleazy game show host. He puts audience members to the test through multiple intense games to win money and his respect.
It's like we have our own Wheel of Fortune.
Our own cash cab, our own Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. My imagination is running wild.
Et cetera. Will, I think you might be onto something here.
Guys, I'm just going with my gut. I'm just so pleased that you guys are happy, because I know when you're not happy, It's not fun around
here. Oh, yeah. No, it gets real violent in here.
You only know that anecdotally because we've never actually been angry at you. Yeah, you've just heard. We've just heard.
Yeah. And keep telling people that we want to be feared.
Okay.
Machiavelli who?
Machiavelli us.
Us. Let's take a listen to Martin.
Yeah.
This is Don Saldivar.
Hello and welcome to The Weakest Loser. I'm your host, Don Saldivar, and no, your ears aren't being women to you. And by that I mean they aren't playing tricks. Now, I know it wasn't too long ago that I quit my other game show, Big Saturday, but the good men and people here at Clown Parade were lucky enough to get me after an intense bidding war. Despite any rumors you might have heard that no one wanted to hire me after all of those articles came out, but enough about gossip, we're here to play a game. Tonight, three contestants play for the chance to win dollars and cents. Let's meet our contestants now. All right, contestant number one, what's your name?
Noam Osband.
Oh, no, I'm crazy. Me too. All right, contestant number two, what's your name?
Rebecca North.
Oh, Rebecca, and what's something interesting about yourself? Just kidding. Next contestant, what's your name?
Francis Askeen.
Oh, you know, my wife wanted to name our baby that, but that's why I left her. All right, now that that's out of the way, let me explain the rules. In round number one, each of you will take turns answering a series of general knowledge trivia questions. Ooh. At the end of the round, if you have the least amount of points, we will throw a 70-pound dumbbell at you. If you can't catch it with only one hand, you will be eliminated. All right, any questions? Perfect. Then we'll start round number one of The Weakest Loser. All right, we have 3 minutes on the clock, starting now. Noah, I have the lyrics tattooed above my ass, but who wrote the song, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon?
Neil Diamond.
Correct. One for Noah. All right, Rebecca. Which popular 90s sitcom star dated a high school student during the fifth season of his self-titled television show?
Seinfeld.
Correct. Francis. Some people might think that when you boil a lobster, you can hear them screaming, but that noise is actually the lobster going, yay, wee, woo, I love this. But the casual dining restaurant Red Lobster is known for their what kind of biscuits?
Cheese biscuits.
I'm going to need a slightly more specific answer, Francis.
Cheddar? Cheddar cheese?
So close.
Cheddar.
I need an exact location of the cheddar.
Monsego? Is it?
Fortunately, we can't accept that. Cheddar Bay. Cheddar Bay biscuits. Ooh, all right. Ugh. One wrong for Francis. Noam. I love Pee-Pee, which is, of course, my acronym for which children's television show that features six rescue dogs and a cute young man named Ryder?
Pee-Pee Dogs.
Ooh, so close. I wish I could pitch that show, but it is Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol. All right, Rebecca. I think the guy from The Da Vinci Code who whips himself on the back is kinda hot. But which author wrote the novel The Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci.
So close. Dan Brown. All right, Francis.
Yeah.
Naked and Afraid is more than just the only thing I wrote on my dating profile. It's also a television show. And on the show, Naked and Afraid, how many days are the contestants left naked and afraid?
30.
Ooh.
It's 30 days.
21.
Are you kidding?
Much too confident for that wrong of an answer. All right, Noam.
Damn.
This author loved to date teenagers. Okay, I'll narrow it down for you. He also wrote a book called The Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, God. Ah, J.D. Salinger?
Correct. All right, Rebecca. If I were a star constellation and I wanted to make myself orgasm, I'd probably use whose belt?
Orion's.
Correct. All right, Francis. Britney Spears' dad seems like a really cool guy. But which YouTuber went viral for their video, Leave Britney Alone?
Oh, man, I don't know his name. John, Leave Britney Alone guy.
Unbelievably close, Chris Crocker. Okay, and that is the end of round number one. Ooh, wow, what an exciting round. How does everybody feel?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Defeat it.
Oh, well, then everything is going right on track. All right, I'm tabulating the score now, and unfortunately, Francis, you have the least amount of points. If you don't catch this 70-pound dumbbell using only one hand, you are eliminated. Are you ready? Catch!
I didn't get it.
Oh, so close. Francis, you are the weakest loser. Get out of here, you weak, weak loser.
Hello, loser. Now that you lost, let's get your thoughts. How did you feel about how everything went down?
Honestly, I don't feel too bad because the questions I got wrong are questions that I don't think I should know. So I don't feel too terrible, you know.
What do you think about the host of the show?
Don? Oh, man. I'm a huge fan of Don's, man. Don, was it Salazar? Yeah, Don. Yeah, he's an intense man. Intense presence. He has a musk that is kind of hard to get out of your nose, but worth it, you know. Nice guy.
Oh, what an exciting turn of events. But things are only going to get more exciting when I drink tequila during these messages.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville.
So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
All right, we're back. Let's get to meet our contestants just a little bit more. Noam, it says here someone you love is keeping a terrible secret from you. Tell us more.
I have a 15-month-old kid, and I suspect dark things.
Why?
Because he's stonewalling me. I look at him, and he won't say any of them.
That makes sense. I wouldn't trust you with much either, Noam, just from the quick vibes I've gotten off of you since round number one. All right, and Rebecca, I hear people like to laugh at you behind your back. What's that about?
Just my day-to-day being. People watch me and just laugh as I go about my work and my daily activities.
And what do you do for work or daily activities?
I work in tech.
Oh, no more questions. All right, enough talking to you. Time to play another round of The Weakest Loser. We have more general knowledge trivia questions coming your way, but in this round, we are throwing a 71-pound dumbbell at the player with the least amount of points. If you fail to catch the dumbbell using only one hand, you are eliminated. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
This time, we're going to put 4 minutes on the clock. All right, here we go. Noah. Al Gore? More like Al Snore. That boring-ass bitch made a documentary about climate change called what?
An Inconvenient Truth.
Correct. Rebecca. Mm-bop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do-ba-bop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do-bop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do-oh-yeah-yeah, mm-bop. Who sings that song?
I don't know. Before my time.
Hanson. It was Hanson. Oh. All right, went wrong for Rebecca. Noam. My anaconda don't want none unless you got what, hun?
Buns.
Correct. Rebecca. Virgin Atlantic? I'd rather fly f***ed Atlantic. But who founded the company Virgin Atlantic?
Virgin Mary.
Oh, I wish. That is Richard Branson. My Virgin Mary. Oh, Rebecca, off to a horrible start. Noah. Although actor Mark Ruffalo is mostly known for playing the hero, in which movie did he play a journalist at the Boston Globe?
Spotlight.
Correct. All right, Rebecca, you got to get back in the game. I've never been more upset at anything in my entire life, but the female-led Ghostbusters reboot saw a reunion between Bridesmaids co-stars Kristen Wiig and who?
Melissa McCarthy.
Correct. All right, Rebecca, getting back in the game.
Yes.
Noam, I hear she's difficult to work with, but the sequel to which animated film is adding the character of an infant executive named Tina Templeton?
Boss Baby?
Correct. All right, Rebecca. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Which Latino American civil rights activist co-founded the National Farm Workers Association and posthumously received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1994?
I have no clue.
Do you need me to repeat it? Yo quiero Taco Bell. Which Latino American civil rights activist co-founded the National Farm Workers Association and posthumously received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1994?
Pass.
Oh, so close. Cesar Chavez.
He got Boss Chavez. Baby, and I got Cesar Chavez.
To me, they're one and the same. All right, Noah. Weird. The rock band Kansas was formed in which U.S. state?
Nebraska?
Oh, it was Kansas.
Kansas. It was a trick.
Oh, that is unfortunate. All right, Rebecca. In the song Famous, the lyrics state, quote, I made that bitch famous. Who is the, quote, bitch in which musician Kanye West is referring to?
Taylor Swift.
Correct. All right. Noam, I've never played tennis before, but I could probably win against Serena Williams 6-0. But the current top-ranked women's tennis player, Ashley Barty, is from which country?
France?
Oh, basically the same. Australia. All right. And Rebecca. She may be the definition of pure evil, but which feminist icon founded Miss Magazine and the Women's Media Center?
I have no clue. Miranda Priestly.
Oh, so close. Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem. All right. Wow, what an exciting round that was. Wow, how does everybody feel? Noam?
I feel good. I feel good. I boss baby.
Say no more. All right, Rebecca, how do you feel after an intense second round?
I feel heinous right now.
What makes you feel so heinous? Because you didn't know Cesar Chavez or Gloria Steinem?
Yes. I wish I got the anaconda question.
Well, luck of the draw. All right, I'm tabulating the score right now. And unfortunately, Rebecca, you have the least amount of points. You are the weakest loser. Here is a 71-pound weight. Catch.
No!
That was so close. That was so close. Wow. Unfortunately, because you couldn't catch that with only one hand, you are eliminated. Get out of my sight, you weak, weak loser.
Bye.
Hello, loser. Now that you lost, let's get your thoughts. How did you feel about how everything went down?
Defeated, devastated, heartbroken.
What are you going to do now?
Go back to school. I have a lot to learn. In history, specifically.
All right. Noam, you made it to the final round. Will you win big or will you walk away small, weak, and a loser? Find out when we return to The Weakest Loser.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
And we are back. Wow, what an exciting first 2 rounds we've had. We're going into the final round with Noam. Noam, you made it to the final round. How are you feeling?
I feel excited. I feel nervous. I am worried about smashing my right hand on the heavy weight if I don't do well.
Oh, don't worry about that. We've never had anybody get hurt and sued us before. So, you know, I don't know if it's the NDAs we make them sign beforehand or what's keeping us afloat. But Noam, I gotta ask, have you ever won anything in your life?
I have. I have. I actually...
Say no more. All right, let's get into the final round. Noam, I'm gonna ask you 10 general knowledge trivia questions. If you get 3 questions wrong, you walk away with nothing, except for the 100-pound dumbbell we will be throwing at you. And if you can't catch it with one hand, you won't be allowed to keep it. But if you make it to the end of all 10 questions, you will win dollars and cents. All right, Noam. Are you ready to get into it?
Let's do this.
All right. No time on the clock. You just have 10 questions. You got to make it through. Noah, your question number 1 is... I got kicked out of school because I wouldn't stop calling Abraham Lincoln a virtue signaling cuck, but Abraham Lincoln served as a member of the House of Representatives from which U.S. state?
From the cuck capital of the country, Illinois.
That is correct. All right. 1 for Noah. Question number 2. I'd love to perform a fatality on my wife, if you know what I mean. But which video game, first released in the 1990s, featured fatalities?
Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, so close. Mortal Kombat.
Ah!
Mortal Kombat. All right, that's 1 strike, but you're still in the game, Noah. Aww. In December of 1958, NASA sent an animal named Gordo into space. Gordo did not survive, but what kind of animal was Gordo?
A primate, a chimpanzee.
It says here monkey, so I'm gonna accept it. All right. Noah, question number 4. Tillicum is my safe word, but Tillicum is also the name of a whale seen slowly dying in which documentary?
Blackfish?
No. Correct. Don't sound so unsure of yourself. That is absolutely correct. You sounded like you were just making that up off the top of your head, but no, that is absolutely right.
And then it would have been really awkward if that wasn't actually the name of a movie.
All right, Noah. Question number 5. Dora the Explorer, or as it's known in the U.S., Dora the Explorer, premiered on which television network?
PBS?
Ooh, so close. Nickelodeon.
Oh.
Nickelodeon, Noam, that is strike 2. You're on question number 6. If you get 1 more wrong, you are walking away with nothing. How do you feel about that?
Hopefully I get to walk away with a 100-pound bell.
Well, if you can't catch it with one hand, you won't be able to keep it. But Noam, there's a lot riding on these next...
Shit.
5 questions. Here we go. I always thought it was a vagina, but it's actually Pac-Man's mouth. But I'm sure it's a vagina on the female version of Pac-Man, whose exact name is what?
Mrs. Pac-Man?
Oh, it is Miss Pac-Man.
Ah!
I don't see a ring on that vagina. Noam, you are the weakest of the losers. But of course, I'm going to throw this 100-pound dumbbell at you.
Ah, that's my good hand!
Ah! Hello, loser. Now that you lost, let's get your thoughts. How did you feel about how everything went down?
It's heartbreaking. I was 5 questions away from glory, and now I'm a loser. I'm going to turn to my 15-month-old kid who's keeping secrets from me. I'm going to say, your dad's a loser. He's going to just look at me because he stonewalls.
What do you think about the host of the show?
He made me giddy. He made me happy. And then he broke my heart. So Don can rot in hell.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to sit that 15-month-old down. I'm going to look him in the eye and say, it's time for you to start telling me secrets. It's time to start letting it all out. No diapers until you tell me secrets, son.
All right, that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until next time, always remember, those vicious rumors about me are completely untrue. Good night.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.